Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Niman Rabbi Avram Golder, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Vav, the first parak, Arba Avos. The first parak is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Devorah Smith and is dedicated to our courageous soldiers of Tzahal, the remarkable citizens of Israel, and to all incredible Jewish people. May Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over all of us and grant Israel a complete victory over Hamas and the return of all the hostages safely. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, what case is included by the Mishnah's Tzadah Shavah between multiple Avos, but is not identical to any one of? Four answers are given. Rava says, L'sui Brahm is Galga Baragli Adam Baragli Behema. It's to include a pit, a stationary object, which is ruled by men's feet or animals' feet. The Gemara asks that if he was mafkir this object and the damaging obstacle is onerous, it seems identical to Bor. Even if he was not mafkir, Shmuel holds, as opposed to Rav, that one's item left in Rishus Rabim and damages is derived from Bor. So why is that Tzadah Shavah necessary? The Gemara answers that the cases where he was mafkir, yet an obstacle which was rolled to another place, is not identical to Bor. Mala Bor, Shekem Maisav Garmulu, how can it be compared to Bor, where his actions directly caused the damage by digging the pit? Tomer Ba'ani Shein Maisav Garmulu, will you say the same for these obstacles, where his actions did not directly cause the damage? Rather, it was the people's or animal's feet which moved the obstacle to where it eventually inflicted damage. Shor proves that even such damages which came through his animal's actions, not his, are still liable. Point number two, Ravina says that Tzadah Shavah comes to include the case of a Mishnah which teaches Hakosel Ve'ion Shenafel Rishus Rabim Hiziku, a wall or tree which fell into Rishus Rabim and damaged. If he was not warned to remove it, or it fell during the time he was given to remove it, he's Pater. But if it fell after the given time period and caused damage, Tosos explains that it damaged while it was falling, he's Chayev. Again, the Gemara says that it seems identical to Bor, and again explains that the cases where he was Mafkaret, yet it's not identical to Bor. How can he be compared to Bor, which is prone to damage from its beginning when it was dug? Will you say the same for these, which were not prone to damage from the beginnings? Because when the tree was planted or the wall was built, they were not liable to fall. Shore, which is also not originally prone to damage, proves that one is even chayim for such damages. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Metav Sedehu Metav Karmo Yishalim. He shall pay his best field or his best vineyard. Rav Shmuel holds that his means Meitav Sedehu Shal Nizik or Meitav Karmo Shal Nizik, the damaged party's best field or the damaged party's best vineyard. Rav Akiva says Lo Balkasav Eligbos LeNizik Mina Idis. The pasuk only comes to teach to collect for those who are damaged from superior grade land. The one answer, Rav Shmuel cannot mean that one pays higher value produce than what was eaten, or even pays the highest value produce where it's unknown what was eaten, because the rule is Hamosi Mechavero of Haraya. One who seeks to collect payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Therefore, it concludes that Rav Shmuel holds, but in Nizak Shemin, we assess Meitav based on the damaged party's properties, meaning the responsible party must only pay from land of equal quality to the damaged party's highest grade property. And Rabbi Akiva holds, but in Mazik Shemin, we assess Meitav based on the damager's properties, meaning that he must pay with the highest grade land he himself owns. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara asks, what case is included by the Mishnah's Tzadah Shavah between multiple Avos, but is not identical to any one of? Four answers are given. Rava says, L'sui Brahm is Galga Baragli Adam Baragli Behema. It's to include a pit, a stationary object, which is ruled by men's feet or animals' feet. The Gemara asks that if he was mafkir this object and the damaging obstacle is onerous, it seems identical to Bor. Even if he was not mafkir, Shmuel holds, as opposed to Rav, that one's item left in Rishus Rabim and damages is derived from Bor. So why is that Tzadah Shavah necessary? The Gemara answers that the cases where he was mafkir, yet an obstacle which was rolled to another place, is not identical to Bor. Mala Bor, Shekem Maisav Garmulu, how can it be compared to Bor, where his actions directly caused the damage by digging the pit? Tomer Ba'ani Shein Maisav Garmulu, will you say the same for these obstacles, where his actions did not directly cause the damage? Rather, it was the people's or animal's feet which moved the obstacle to where it eventually inflicted damage. Shor proves that even such damages which came through his animal's actions, not his, are still liable. Point number two, Ravina says that Tzadah Shavah comes to include the case of a Mishnah which teaches Hakosel Ve'ion Shenafel Rishus Rabim Hiziku, a wall or tree which fell into Rishus Rabim and damaged. If he was not warned to remove it, or it fell during the time he was given to remove it, he's Pater. But if it fell after the given time period and caused damage, Tosos explains that it damaged while it was falling, he's Chayev. Again, the Gemara says that it seems identical to Bor, and again explains that the cases where he was mafkir, yet it's not identical to Bor. How can he be compared to Bor, which is prone to damage from its beginning when it was dug? Tomer b'hani she'en techilas asilas sang nezek? Will you say the same for these, which were not prone to damage from the beginnings? Because when the tree was planted or the wall was built, they were not liable to fall. Sure, which is also not originally prone to damage, proves that one is even chayiv for such damages. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa. The pasuk says, Meitav sedehu meitav karmel yushalim. He shall pay his best field or his best vineyard. Rav Shmuel holds that his means Meitav Sedehu shall nizak or Meitav Karmel shall nizak, the damaged party's best field or the damaged party's best vineyard. Rav Akiva says Gol Balkasav Eligbos L'Nizik Min Eidis. The pasuk only comes to teach to collect for those who are damaged from superior grade land. The one I said Rav Shmuel cannot mean that one pays higher value produce than what was eaten, or even pays the highest value produce where it's unknown what was eaten, because the rule is Hamosi Mechavero of Haraya. One who seeks to collect payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Therefore, it concludes that Rav Shmuel holds, but in Nizak Sheminim, we assess Meitav based on the damaged party's properties, meaning the responsible party must only pay from a land of equal quality to the damaged party's highest grade property. And Rabbi Akiva holds, but in Mazik Sheminim, we assess Meitav based on the damager's properties, meaning that he must pay with the highest grade land he himself owns. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Vav, and our standard Siman is a sword, because a Vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand, but collapsed and crushed a car, asked a Dayan walking by if B'de Nizak Sheminin or B'de Mazik Sheminin. Once again, in slow motion. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, that must be on Dav Vav. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what case is included by the Mishnah's Tzadah Shava between multiple Avos, but is not identical to any one of? Four answers are given. Rava says, it's to include a pit, a stationary object, which is ruled by men's feet or animals' feet. Whereas with Bor, his actions directly caused the damage by digging the pit. Here, his actions did not directly cause the damage. Rather, it was the people's or animals' feet, which moved the obstacle to where it eventually inflicted damage. Shor proves that even such damages, which come through his animals' actions, not his, are still liable. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand, but collapsed and crushed a car, which reminds us, Ravina says, that Tzad HaShava comes to include the case of a mission which teaches, HaKosova Ilan Shenafu Rishus HaRabim Hiziku, a wall or tree which fell into Rishus HaRabim and damaged, if it fell after the given time period to remove it and cause damage, Tosus explains that it damaged while it was falling, he's Chayib. It cannot be compared to Bor, which is prone to damage from its beginning when it's dug, because when the tree was planted or the wall was built, they were built to stand and not liable to fall. Shor, which is also not originally prone to damage, proves that one is even chayiv for such damages. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand but collapsed and crushed a car, asked a Dayan walking by if B'de Nizak Sheminin or B'de Mazik Sheminin. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding Meitav. Rabbi Shmuel holds B'de Nizak Sheminin. We assess Meitav based on the damaged party's properties, meaning the responsible party must only pay from land of equal quality to the damaged party's highest grade property. And Rabbi Akiva holds B'de Mazik Sheminin. We assess Meitav based on the damager's properties, meaning that he must pay with the highest grade land he himself owns. So once again, the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand but collapsed and crushed a car, asks the Dayan walking by if B'de Nizak Sheminin or B'de Mazik Sheminin. All right, so now it's time for four Balabak Chazara. Dav Beis. So the Siman Dav Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. In front of the Nezikin house, that must be one Dav Beis, bais. In front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that there are Arba Avos Nezikin, a Shor, a Bor, a Mav, and Hever, and then identifies which of them have things in common with each other and which do not. So, in front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, and a list of the toldos of Shabbos and Tumah posted on the front door, which reminds us, from the term Avos, but called the Ekotoldos, it's implied that there are subcategories of damagers which can be derived from the primary damagers. The Gemara asks, Toldosen kiyotz behen or love kiyotz behen? Are the subcategories similar to the law to the primary categories, like the toldos of Shabbos, or not, like the toldos of Tumah? So, in front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, and a list of the toldos of Shabbos and Tumah posted on the front door, a Shor did Negifa with his horns, to another shore, which reminds us. The Gemara lists the totals of Karen, damage to Goring. We have Negifa, pushing, Neshicha, biting, Ravitza, squatting, and Beita, kicking. The Gemara asks that just as Goring is an Av, because the Torah writes, Ki Yigach, if an ox shall gore, pushing should also be considered an Av, since the Torah writes, Ki Yigof, if an ox shall push. It answers that the word pushing in the Pasuk means goring, striking with horns, as evidenced by the Torah switching to the term goring in the same Pasuk. The Gemara explains that goring is used regarding a human victim, whereas pushing is used regarding an animal victim. Because a man has muzzle intelligence, it writes goring, because more forceful intent would be required to harm him, as opposed to an animal. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a gemal, a camel. So here goes. The Nezikin camel, camel, that must be more than Daf Gimel, gemal. The Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shame, which reminds us, in a Braisa was taught that the word Mishilach, and he sends forth, refers to damages of regal, and the word Ubir, and it consumes, refers to damages of shame. From the fact that one pasuk refers to shame and the other to regal, we derive that shame is obligated even where the damage is not complete, because the pasuk of regal implies even incomplete destruction, and we derive that regal pays even where it was not sent, because the pasuk of shein implies even such damage. So the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shein, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which reminds us that after proving that all the totals are identical to the avos, the Gemara concludes that when Rav Papa said that some totals are not identical to their av, he was referring to the total of regal specifically, but chetzi nezik sroros, the half damage is paid for damage caused by pebbles which shot out from the feet of a walking animal, the Hilchos Gemirla, which is learned from a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that it only pays half damages, despite being a total of regal, since it's caused by normal walking. So the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its chain, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which accidentally hit a mava man while he was busy trying to seek forgiveness, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute the meaning of mava in the Mishnah. Rava says, mava ze adam, mava refers to man who damages, and Shmuel says, mava ze hashen, mava refers to shein. Rav's interpretation is based on the pasuk saying about man, in tva'um vayu, if you seek forgiveness, seek. Rav holds tana shor v'kol mili d'shor, the tana taught ox as a primary damager, which includes all types of ox damages, karen, shein, and regal, so mava cannot refer to shein. Shmuel can respond, tana shor l'karno u'mava l'shino. The tana taught ox referring to damages done with its horn, and taught mava referring to damages done with its teeth. Ultimately, Rav will explain that ox refers to regal, according to Shmuel. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that there's a unique reason to exempt a master for a slave's damages. For perhaps the master will anger him, and in retaliation, the Eved will go and ignite the grain stalk of the master's friend, and it would emerge that he can obligate his master 100 man every day. Therefore, the rabbi has exempted a master from a slave's damages. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Nezikin and learn why shein is not like regal and a shor is not like an adam, which reminds us the Gemara teaches the relative stringencies of shein versus regal and a shor versus adam. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Nezikin and learn why shein is not like regal and a shor is not like an adam, and then memorize a list of 24 of his Nezikin, which reminds us the Gemara brings Rabbi Oshia's list of 13 avos and Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos and explains why they weren't included in the Mishnah. Daf Hay, so the Simur Daf Hay is a haystack. So here goes. The excluded Moser and Mafago who hid behind the haystack, that must be more Daf Hay. The excluded Moser and Mafago who hid behind the haystack, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos is coming to exclude a Moser and Mafago, an informer who causes someone's possessions to be confiscated, and one who makes someone's carbon pigel. He didn't list Mafago because he doesn't discuss damages specific to Kadshim, and he didn't list a Moser, an informer, because this damage is inflicted through speech alone, Ubi Dibura Wilkamairi, and he doesn't discuss damage inflicted through speech. Mosi Shemra was included because it involves a Maisa, and Aimzomi was included because the Torah refers to it as an action in the So the excluded Moser and Mafago, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay from Meitav, like all 24 Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the term Avos in our Mishnah is understandable, because the four Avos all have Toldos, subcategories, but according to Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Chiya, who list Avos which do not have any Toldos, in what sense are they called Avos? Rabbi Abo answers, Kulun ka Avos l'shalma Meitav, they're all like Avos, in that they must pay from superior, great land. So they excluded Moser and Mephagel, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay for Metav, like all 24 Avos. Notice the man who was about to fall into a bore because he was distracted reading a sign that explained the unique halachos of each of the Arba Avos, which reminds us, although the Avos can be derived from Bor and one other Av, they were all written with Hilchosen to teach their unique halachos. Alright, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that even though the Avos could have been learned out from Bor and one other Av, the Mishnah is coming to teach their unique halachos? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss what we learn having Regel and Chain in the same Pasuk? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the Rabbina says that the Tzad Shav in the Mishnah is coming to include a tree or wall that fell into Rishus of Rabbim? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do the list of the 13 and 24 Avos? That's on Daf. Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do the Malchokes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva whether B'denizak Sheminin or B'demazik Sheminin? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 6. Which of the one the Rebbe Chiya's list of 24 Avos is coming to exclude a Moser and Mephagel? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 7. Which Daf do Malchus Rabban Shmuel whether Mavet refers to man or Shane? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we have the question whether Toldosen Kiyotz Behen or Love Kiyotz Behen? That's on Daf. Base. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that according to Rava that Tzad Shav in the Mishnah is coming to include a boar that was kicked by a man or animal and then damages? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that the 24 Avos have in common that they all pay for Meitav? That's on Daf. Hey, excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.